Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Thank you so much for joining me here again today. So first of all, I just want to announce something really exciting. It's nothing spammy, by the way, just in case people are like, here we go. I've got a new podcast out and it comes out on the 25th of November, so in a couple of days' time. And it is with my good friend Hannah Wallace. So if you head on over to my social media at I Am Emma Mumford, you can see all about the Bullshat Eye podcast. It is a comedy, laugh out loud podcast all on calling out the Bullshat Eye in life. It's a great concept that Hannah and I came up with about 3 years ago now, and we're finally doing it. We've recorded a couple of episodes and I'm not going to lie, it's good. So I would love to see you guys there and hear your thoughts, because it's going to be very different to what you hear on this podcast and what you see in my work. Because yes, we're going to talk about spirituality and self-help, but actually we're talking about everything. We're bringing everything to the table. So it's a little bit more mainstream than this podcast, although I think this podcast is quite mainstream as well. We cover a lot of things. But anyway, I would love to hear your thoughts. And yes, the first episode airs on the 25th. And it's available on everywhere that distributes podcasts like this. So it's done through the same platform as my podcast. So everywhere you hear this, you'll be able to hear my other podcasts too. And Amazon Music as well. That's a new one, which is exciting. So I hope you enjoy listening to it. But back to this podcast, back to my main podcast. Today, I actually really wanted to talk about how we can predict our futures and talking about how uncertain things are in our world now. And this is a really interesting conversation that I've been having with psychic and intuitive friends, and learning for myself as well, actually, since I started having psychic readings when I was like, gosh, 18, I think my first one was. So nearly 10 years ago now. And Hannah and I were actually saying the other day, like, think back to when you had readings like 10 years ago, how different were they? And I was like, oh my gosh, so different. The energy of the world was different. Everything was so much more straightforward. And psychics were able, and intuitives, you know, if you went to psychics or you're psychic and intuitive yourself, which we all are, by the way, you know, you would have a very clear reading. You would have a very clear reading of like, this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen, and this is the outcome. And what I noticed personally, in really sort of the last four or five years of having readings, and I normally only have like one a year. I'm not that bad anymore. And I went on a total psychic ban for a year last year, which was the best thing I ever did, because it, you know, it taught me to connect with my intuition more and develop my intuition. So now I literally only do them on a very special occasion, and yeah, it's just nice to sometimes, you know, hear what's going to come up and stuff for the next year. So, you know, I hope this podcast episode is going to be interesting for you guys, just to really bring to the table. And I'd love to hear your thoughts as well, on how the energy of, well, just how the energy has changed in general, because it is all energy at the end of the day, isn't it? So when I was having readings like for kind of 3, 4, 5 years ago, Again, the energy of the world felt very different. And although I would be told things which would happen, and they did happen, again, I feel like 2020 has just been the time where I don't think psychics are ever going to be able to give certainties again. Now, if you go to a decent psychic, not many of them will give certainties, because what we have to remember is everything is susceptible to free will choice. So they could say, right, you're going to do this in your career, but if your soul chooses to go a different way or a slightly different path, there are like multiple timelines that can sort of pan out. So hopefully most people listening are going to know what I'm on about. But, you know, for anybody who's like, what the heck are you on about, Emma? This is something I've been trying to wrap my head around the last few years and understand as I develop spiritually and experience these things in my life as well. And I think 2020 has been the year where I've felt timeline shifts, and I've seen timeline shifts in my own life, in the collective, and how one day we can feel like one energy and be like, oh my gosh, like I'm so certain this is going to happen, or I feel really like energetically pulled to this. And then by the end of the week, we're in a total different energy and different space. So collectively, we're seeing so much change in 2020. We have seen so much change in 2020. And for me, you know, the last few years have been massively surrendering to uncertainty, like massively surrendering. And the version of me this year has been able to, I guess, accept and move through these different shifts and transitions and uncertainty, because obviously I wasn't having psychic readings. So I was just like, okay, right, we're doing this and now we're doing this sort of thing. And it's just so interesting that every psychic I've spoken to who are like my friends, my peers, and I'm like, what is your take on this energy? Like, how have your readings changed how you read people this year? Because obviously I can speak from myself in terms of like intuition and what I've sensed for people. Well, I don't do it professionally, but you know, I do pick up stuff from my friends, and you know, we all have little, you know, little intuitive little chats and stuff. And I've seen things clear as day for myself and people, and some things would happen, like I'd be spot on. And you know, the running joke is that my intuition with my friends is so scaringly accurate sometimes. But then other stuff, as I feel we've gone into the latter part of this year, has just been deep, deep surrender. So what a lot of my psychics and peers have said is, you know, that they're just not able to give certainties on anything to anyone anymore, because the kind of energy and dynamic of how time works, how timelines work, how energy is working is all shifting as we're like, you know, I guess ascending to this new kind of new world that we're in, where things work differently, quite literally. So the world that you and I knew, like when I was growing up in the 90s, and then obviously in the noughties and the 10s, like all of that is gone. And this is a whole new energy. So everything has to be done differently. And it's really interesting because I keep hearing this kind of like talk of like the fall of the guru and stuff. And obviously Gabby's just bought a new book out about being your own guru and things. And I do think we are seeing the fall of the guru, where people are taking back their power and listening to themselves. Like, it's great to have these things here. Like, again, I'm not trying to put myself out of a job, but you know, all I've ever seen myself as is a guide to just help you realize your own potential, like help you through my own experiences, help you to achieve everything that you want to achieve. I'm not claiming to do anything magical or special, like definitely not. And I think we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see more of people taking their own power back. Yes, still using resources, books, learning, growing, you know, we need to learn from somewhere, of course, but not idolizing people and seeing these people as like saviors and, you know, all of this stuff. So it's really interesting that now, you know, and I know quite a few astrologers have said that psychics will have to work so differently in the future, just because things are so subjective at the moment, of timelines, of collective timelines, of so many different facets. Now, of course, things will always be written in stone. There are some things, you know, I believe personally, that will always be in your kind of soul contract of like, you need to fulfill this, you need to do this. That must happen. But a lot of it, And this is where law of attraction comes in, because a lot of people say to me, but how do psychics and law of attraction work? And, well, you know, like, how is predicting the future and law of attraction working? And Rachel Rendell, one of my psychics who I've been to the longest, she came on the podcast and actually spoke about this right at the beginning of my podcast. So go and have a listen to that episode. And Trish as well, one of my authors from last year, I've had a couple of readings with her. She's epic as well. Her episode was quite recent, all about, you know, developing your intuition and being your own guru. So we're seeing more of these themes coming up. And, you know, people say to me like, oh, Emma, you're so intuitive, you're so psychic, how do you do it? I'm like, I connect to myself. We can all do this. What I am doing is not, you know, subjective to me. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, what I can do, you can't do. That's not true at all. If you it's like a muscle. If you go to the gym and work on your intuition and listen to your intuitiveness, whether that's through your body talking to you, whether that's through your soul talking to you, whether it's through meditation, you know, just like when you go to the gym and build a muscle, you're going to build that intuition. So it has taken me since the beginning of my spiritual journey 4.5 years ago to develop that intuition and to listen. So it's not just like I woke up and I was psychic. You know, some people generally do, like, you know, we hear about psychics, you know, having these really amazing experiences when they're children, and that definitely does happen for people. But for others, and like, I would definitely say for me, it was something I was, you know, I taught myself and obviously worked with and listened with. And it really is about listening to yourself. The only way you can build that is to listen to yourself wholly. And that's why I went on a psychic ban for a year. And I had so many offers from people, or like even just friends. I was like, nope, 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 I can't do it. I can't do it. And my good friend George was the best, because he was like, I am not going to tell you one thing, Emma, but I'm going to help you to navigate the journey which you need to go on this year. And I loved him greatly for that, because he got the controlling nature that was there. And once I'd, you know, flowed into my feminine energy more. And to be honest, like now, you know, even with sensing things or having intuition, I do feel a lot calmer. I think all of us weirdly probably feel in this very surrendered state in 2020, because there's nothing we can do about it. For me, I think my soul's just given up. It's like, oh, okay, all right, we'll just go with the flow, hey. But we've been forced into this space this year because we've had no other option but to trust and surrender. And it's the great pause of life paused. Everything changed forever, and the way that we do things will change. So to answer the question of the best way to predict your future moving forwards is to create your future, quite frankly. You know, everything is free will choice. We have so much choice here. Yes, we come down and we have our soul contracts and we, you know, have these experiences that we need to go through, etc., etc., etc. But in terms of, you know, if you're like, I don't know what to do in my career, I don't know what to do in this relationship, I don't know what to do with my house situation, or I don't know what to do about this, like, listen to yourself, stop looking externally. The answers are not there anymore. You have to ask yourself. And George actually said to me recently, he said, I don't like to give people labels or, like labels of the person they've attracted into their life, because he said people hold on to it and then stay in dysfunctional relationships because of a label. And I fully agree with him on that, fully agree. And over anything, you know, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a career, like whether it's a house, like whatever the decision is, travel, whatever, you have to listen to yourself. Like, is it a hell yes or a hell no? Your intuition is there speaking to you at any given moment. So don't give your power away. Like, yes, sometimes it's nice to, you know, just receive some guidance from the universe in a really open way through a psychic, of course. But again, it's all about taking your power back and saying, well, I have a choice in this too. Like, we do. As humans, we have choices. And the choice that you have is what is for your highest good, and ask yourself that truthfully. What would be for my highest good right now? Is it to stay where I am? Is it to go? Is it to leave? Is it to stay? Is it to work on something? Like, ask yourself, whatever the situation is it a hell yes? And if it's not, it's either a wait or it's a no. And if it doesn't feel like a hell yes, maybe you need to sit with it for a while. Maybe you need to sit with that and see how things unfold. And Although energy seems to be moving really quickly in 2020 and things are shifting and we've had all the astrology and all the planet retrogrades and all the cosmic cocktails, I mean, we have been through a roller coaster of astrology and energy this year, like fully. I mean, does anybody else feel travel sick? Because I think we all do. And it's one of those things where we're again having to navigate this new world in a whole different way. And my answer is, you know, to how the best way we can predict our future or know an outcome is to ask why you need the outcome, first of all. There's a good one. What fear is it triggering up in you that you need an outcome? What is not allowing you to be present? What is making you future trip about this where you must know an outcome? Because if we dig underneath the layer of why we get frustrated or annoyed or anxious and are like, I just need to know an outcome about this, ask yourself why. Like, what's underneath that? What fear is it triggering up inside of you? And why does it not feel good to go with the flow? Why does it not feel good to allow whatever is happening to be what it needs to be? And it's a great saying of like, and something I've definitely been practicing in my own life over the last year is allowing things to be what they need to be and not controlling, not being in my masculine energy and surrendering into that feminine energy of flow and trusting the universe has my back, because that's the most important thing. Trusting that the universe has your back and that you're always exactly where you need to be, because you always are. Where you are right now is not a mistake. It's just not. It's just not. The universe is so much more intelligent than that. You're not here by mistake. You're not where you are by mistake. You're exactly where you need to be. So if we took everything and allowed ourselves to be present and took everything for what it was every single day. So like, today's Tuesday. Okay, so today is Tuesday and this is how my, you know, this is how my world looks. I'm going to take that for what it is. Now, I know some people will say, well, Emma, that's really bad law of attraction. You shouldn't just accept what life is. You should manifest. You should want, you know, like if you're not happy with where you're at, like manifest better. And yes, of course, absolutely do that. But we have to find acceptance with where we are. I talk about this with money all the time, like people not accepting their financial reality and then just trying to blindly manifest all this money. And you're like, you've got no acceptance over your current situation. You are unaware of the debt you have. You're oblivious to how much money you actually have to your name. And when we have acceptance of our situation, like if we use that as a really basic example of once you can sit with your financial reality and say, right, this is how much I have to my name. This is, you know, the debt I have. This is the savings I have. This is my whole financial picture. Then you have acceptance and you know where you can go from there. And you can say, right, now I know how much I need to manifest for that holiday. Now I know how much I need to manifest for those house renovations or to buy a house. So when we don't know the full picture and we're not present, how can the universe be present with us? How can the universe bring anything into our present moment when we're not even in the present? So can you see how acceptance is a massive, massive part of this? And if we allowed everything in our life to be what it needs to be, how much more freeing does that feel? Like, I'm almost like, yeah, give me some of that. Like, I feel super relaxed with that thought. That sounds great. How do I do this? And it is a constant surrendering into the present moment. It's a constant surrendering of your control. It's control. As humans, we want to control everything because we live in a world that where the only consistent is change. So to control things and to feel stable and secure, we feel like if we know the outcome to something or know whatever it is, like we feel like we're in control. But really, we're never in control. We are to some degree, obviously, like there are many things in our control. But the world we live in, other people, things like this, you know, those things are never in our control. We all have free will choice. And it's accepting that there is free will choice. And with that comes empowerment too. So you have the power to change the situation that you're in. So if you allow your life to be what it is, and you're like, do you know what? I can make change.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Change here, and it doesn't feel good to me. And you take your power back and say, actually, I don't need a psychic or an intuitive to tell me what the outcome of this is, because this is how I feel, and maybe you don't feel great about something. You have the power to change that, and you have to do what's for your highest good every single time. What is for your highest good and the highest good of all? Because at the end of the day, like, that's all that matters. So when you're making these decisions of, is it a hell yes, is it a hell no, like, you've got to say, like, what would make me the most happiest right now? And live moment to moment, because those moments build up into the bigger moments. You don't have to make all these massive life-changing decisions and manifest all these massive life-changing things. Like, you can have these moments in sometimes the smallest of moments, day to day, where you're present, where you're accepting everything for what it is, and then saying, okay, what feels good? Maybe what doesn't feel good? And then how can I use the law of attraction to then create the reality that I want to lead? With co-creation, of course. So this or something better for the highest good of all. So you're saying to the universe, right, here's my reality. I'm going to take everything for what it is. But actually, do you know what as well? I would really love this. This or something better for the highest good of all. And that is how you should use the law of attraction. And this is why, like, I feel like the universe is encouraging all of us to take back our power this year, which we have. We have in so many, I mean, I've seen it left, right, and center with people, myself, people around me, my clients. I've seen it everywhere. People taking back their power, which is great. It's what we needed. Oh my God, so needed. And, you know, when we do that, you know, the best way to predict your future is to create your future, to create your reality. But to be able to create your reality, you have to be in the present moment and you have to accept everything for what it is, what it needs to be, allowing everything to be what it needs to be, not forcing, not controlling, not trying to force anything. It feels like a very forced thing of, like, you shouldn't need to force anything in your life. Yes, there's hard work, of course, like, hard work, you know, sometimes we do need to do that, of course. And, you know, it's what builds motivation and resilience. And there are so many, you know, positive aspects to hard work and consistency and things like that. But in terms of if you're, like, hitting your head against a brick wall, that's the difference. If the hard work is still creating flow, then, you know, you know yourself, like, you will know what the right thing is there. But if you're hitting your head against a brick wall, then yeah, it may not be your door. And, you know, I've always used to read this quote of, if the door is not opening, it is not your door. And it is so funny where, like, you probably, like, I've done it in the past, I'll hold my hand up. And, you know, probably all of us can hold our hands up that we've, like, tried to bash down these doors, like, this is my door. And the universe is like, hun, it is not your door. Calm down. The other door is right behind you. Stop bashing your head into the wall. You look silly. But we do it. We do it because we give our power away. And if we were able to get ourselves out of our ego and into our present self, our soul, of what does feel like the best choice option, whatever, for me right now, without an outcome in your mind, without an agenda, without control, I think we'd all make better decisions in life. We would all make such better decisions in life. And again, this isn't, you know, for me to say, don't go to psychics. You know, I love psychics. I'm, you know, this is just me bringing this conversation to the table and saying, look, how we're doing things moving forwards isn't the same as what it was 10 years ago, isn't the same as how it was 5 years ago, isn't the same as how we were doing things last year. You know, everything is subjective to free will choice, to timelines, to choices. And we are in control of that, of there could be multiple things in our aura, in our energetic field that can manifest into our life. But we, as you know, ourselves get to choose that. So yes, you are creating your reality. And if you're not happy with where you are, you have the power to choose that. No psychic can give you that. Because, you know, a psychic could say to you, yes, well, you could have everything that you want, like, don't worry, like, you know, in 6 months' time, this is going to happen, blah, 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 blah. But are you going to do the work for that? Whereas if someone said to you, actually, if you dedicated the next 6 months to like focusing on self-love, or like doing this little ritual, or doing this practice, you will be so much closer to where you want to be. Now, you'd feel more motivated to do that than someone just saying, yeah, it's all cool, babes, just sit back, relax. You know, the universe is like, no, come on, you need to meet me halfway. So don't use a prediction from anybody as an excuse not to do the work, as an excuse not to trust yourself. Because I've had readings from various different people over the years, some who have been incredibly accurate about massive things in my life, and then other things just didn't happen. And that's not because the psychic wasn't right or it wasn't in my field at the time, but I chose differently. And, you know, everything is subjective, timelines, choice. So again, you know, if someone is telling you something, it's down to you to say, great, if that happens, fantastic. Maybe it's something you don't want to hear. But, you know, you have the choice. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, and I've seen this come up time and time again in my Facebook group of, I had a reading today, like, I didn't really like what I was told. Can I change this? Blah, blah, blah. And the answer is yes and no. Frankly. And I've always found with readings, sometimes you have readings that you don't want, but you need. And definitely for me over the last 3 years, that was my case of I had readings that I needed, not that I wanted. And all of them, looking back, I'm like, well, all of them got me to the place that I am today. And none of them gave me outcomes, certainties, nothing like that. And I'm glad they didn't, because it allowed me to choose what was for my highest good without an expectation of, well, Emma, this is how your life should look. We're telling you it's going to be like this. Because how disempowering is that? You know, these people who have like commented in my Facebook group about this, like, they're like, well, what the hell, universe? And sometimes we need to go through things. That's what I will say, of sometimes we will need to go through experiences to learn things, to get to the place we need to be with the things that we do manifest and want in our lives. But essentially, there is different ways to look at it of, you know, if someone said to you, you know, yeah, you might go through like quite a tough 6 months, and, you know, next year is going to be more abundant for you, you might think, oh, great, I've got 6 months of like blah, blah, blah. But actually, those 6 months are so needed for you to go through whatever you need to go through to have that abundant year next year. And equally, not every day is going to be shit in that 6 months. Like, let's be real, not every day is going to be crap in that. But, you know, we've all gone through it. We're cyclic beings. We go through cyclic things. And, you know, also, like, I remember massively, like, I'll use this as an example because it's such a big example of when Khloe Kardashian had her reading with that, I can never remember his name, that really famous psychic who reads all the Hollywood celebrities. He's got blonde hair and he has his own TV show, and I've watched it a few times. So I saw when he read Chloe, 3 years ago, I think it was, way before True was born. And he said to her, oh, your next boyfriend. And she was like, well, what about this boyfriend? And I think she was pregnant at the time. I think she was just pregnant. So I think she might have known she was pregnant to Tristan's baby. And you could see her face. She was like, what about this boyfriend? And he was telling her all about this new boyfriend and all of this. And she was like, what are you on about? And I mean, you can imagine being told that on national TV as you're about to announce that you're pregnant to your actual boyfriend's baby. And obviously we saw how the next few years unfolded for Chloe. So whether that prediction is still exists or not, like, it's not really the point. You know, Chloe navigated, and again, we don't know Chloe, I can't speak like I know her and I have this inside information, but she navigated that journey and she didn't have a different boyfriend. She stayed by herself and raised her daughter, and now her and Tristan are back together, hopefully for the long run. So again, everything's subjective. And I've been told as well, you know, through my journey of like, you've got people waiting in the wings, it could be one or two people, blah, 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 blah. Again, all of these are opportunities and possibilities. And what we need to remember, and especially in the relationship side of things as well, is, you know, we have multiple soulmates. Like, when people say, oh, you're going to meet a soulmate, I was like, yes, forever person. Well, yeah, it could very likely be a forever person. But also, you know, we have groups of soulmates. Our friends are our soulmates. Our family are our soulmates. We have soul family. And soulmates that do come into our life, yeah, they're potentials, of course. But you and that person have choices, remember. You all have choices. And whether we look at it with houses or jobs, there could be a few houses that are potentials that could come to you. And it's your free will choice of which one you go to. So really, we're quite lucky. We have a lot of choice. It's not like, you know, and that's why I always think, like, never worry if you think like, oh my God, like, I thought that was it for me and it hasn't worked out. Like, never worry about that. There is always more, which is something, you know, I think I definitely maybe didn't believe in a couple of years ago. I think, you know, we have to remember that the universe has our back and we're always, always where we're meant to be. So where you are now isn't wrong. It's no, you know, you're not here by mistake. And if we can just take our power back and say, well, actually, do you know what I mean? Like, we can use intuition, readings as a great kind of map, I guess, of saying, look, okay, here's the map in front of me. How does that feel? Does that align with me? Does that resonate with me? And I always say to people as well, if you get something in a reading and it does not resonate with you, chuck it out. Chuck it out and don't, you know, don't stress over it. Because if it doesn't resonate with you, there's a reason why it's not resonating with you. So allow yourself to take back your power. This whole podcast is about taking back your power and saying, I have choice too. I have choice. And, you know, like, the way that we did things before is not how things are going to be done now. But by connecting to your own intuition and listening to yourself, not anybody else, listening to yourself in every given moment and listening deeply, so deeply, of is it a hell yes or is it a hell no? And be here now, present moment. Because if you're future tripping, you're not even living. You're not even here in the present. So how can you make a choice for your highest good when you're not in the present moment? And from that place of acceptance, like I said, then you can look at how you can use the law of attraction to create your reality and how so many things are susceptible to our choice, our energy, the law of attraction, everything. Our vibe attracts our reality. That is still very true. You know, our vibe attracts our tribe. Our vibe attracts everything in our life. So that law is still there. That hasn't changed. So use that and remind yourself of, okay, 2020 might have been a really uncertain year for you. It might be where you're like, what the F moment? Oh my God, like, what's going to happen moving forward? Everything feels uncertain. Nothing feels set anymore. And that's because it's not. Truthfully, it's not. And I've heard so many people say this now of, it's just not set anymore. There's so many multiple possibilities, but, you know, things are changing. And like, some psychics are even saying they can't see past 24 or 48 hours sometimes because things are changing that quickly. But we still have power. We still have control over ourselves, over our choices, and making sure that we're choosing what is for our highest good in that moment, because you'll always end up where you need to be. You know, that's the sacred plan of the universe as such. So I hope that this podcast has been interesting for you guys, because it really fascinates me. I love all this stuff. It fascinates me to be like, oh, this is why I've been feeling like this. Or isn't it weird how, like, we would have these, like, you know, intuitive hits, like back in February, back in March, about what this year would be or what would happen and like how different things happened and maybe what we sensed actually played out in a different way but still kind of happened but different to what that person would think. There's so many different things. So for anybody who's like, should we say, more of a newbie to intuition or how, you know, psychics work and how this all works, then a lot of people can get quite stuck and hooked upon what people say. And it's like, well, actually, over anything, your intuition is the most important thing. Your psychic abilities are the most important thing. And what is right for you is always the right answer. And trust that process with the universe of co-creation, of law of attraction, of manifesting with the universe. That all still exists. That works. It's there. But it's about flowing with life. It's about allowing yourself and surrendering to whatever is meant to happen, because you will always end up where you're meant to be, and allow everything in your life to be what it needs to be. Now, if that feels like the worst thing I've ever said to you, which I think the version of me from 3 years ago would have been like, you're talking shit there. Like, you know, you have to dig underneath that of what's the resistance, what's the fear that is being triggered up as I say that to you. Because when you can identify that fear and work through that, you're going to be present. You're going to be just like, I'm living in the moment and everything's great and I don't need to stress about tomorrow. I'm here now, enjoying life here and now. So if you're not in that place, then that's where the inner work needs to be done. So I would look into that and see what those fears are and work through that. Anyway, love psychics, not bashing anybody. Love psychics, love intuition, and we're still going to have all those things. Those don't disappear. But the way we do things will change and has changed. So that's what this podcast is talking about. And again, would love to hear your thoughts on this as well, because I've definitely, and I know like a lot of my friends, I've said to them like, isn't it so weird how like at the beginning of the week, we can all be like, oh my God, this energy. And then by the end of the week, it's like a total different reality, total different energy. And we're like, what happened when we went to sleep? So things change constantly, and we're going to see this as we exit out of 2020, even into 2021. Like, if you're thinking 2021 is going to just snap back, maybe go look at some astrologers is all I can say. But it'll be a different year. Like, it's not going to be the same as this year, but it will be different. But we're through a transformation period. That's where we're at. We're working through a 2 to 3 year transformational period. So it's reset. Reset is the theme of 2021, really. How we reset and say, right, what did we learn in 2020? What were the lessons? What were the blessings? What can we take forward? And then how do we incorporate that into this reset year where hopefully, fingers crossed, things are going to start to feel, feel normal. That's ironic. But, you know, be that new normal of us actually being able to do a little bit more and have a little bit more freedom and, you know, do the things that we want to do, whether that's like traveling or seeing people or whatever. Hopefully we're going to have a bit more of that outer experience next year. Fingers crossed, manifesting that fully. But again, we have to surrender to that and be in the flow and trust the universe. So I hope this podcast has been interesting for you guys. Like I said, please let me know your thoughts on this too. You can join me over in my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. So come and pop your thoughts over on there, or let me know on Instagram. It's just always interesting to hear what people's takes and thoughts on things are as well. Because obviously I'm just speaking from my own experiences and what conversations I've had, so it's great to, you know, expand that conversation and learn some things from other people's perspectives as well. So yes, please do. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can check Hannah and I's new podcast out, the Bullshat Eye podcast, over on any platform that delivers podcasts like this one. And also you can find out more information over on my Instagram, which is at I am Emma Mumford. So I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.